So, first development camp, I guess you just got here, but kind of impressions of Nashville, being here, your organization?
It's a great facility. All the guys are great. It's a lot of fun to be here, and I just got some equipment borrowed because I had some trouble getting my equipment from Sweden. So.
Which 6'5" goaltender's equipment are you using?
I got some stuff from Rina and some stuff from Lindbeck, so I think we worked it out pretty good.
Well, what do they think about you using their equipment?
I talked to Lindbeck and he said it was okay. And I don't think they're going to use that equipment again because this was from last season. So I think they're okay with it.
I guess it's kind of fortunate that it fits, right? I mean, you got so many guys who all—you've seen those guys. I mean, they're pretty much the same height, pretty same weight, more or less. Kind of fortunate that their equipment fits, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. They like Scandinavian big goalies here, I guess. So that's a plus. So it worked out really good with the equipment. I'm happy.
What do you know about Nashville? Anything? You have any impression? Have you heard of it? Heard much about it? Or
I didn't know much about it before I got drafted. Then I talked to the organization and I heard that it's a great city, and now I've been there, so I know that I saw it with my own eyes, and all the people there are very nice and kind. So I'm really looking forward to be a part of this organization.
Did you see any of the playoffs by any chance? Any of the Preds?
No, not with the Preds, only the highlights, because I didn't have the channel back home in Sweden. But it's a good team, and they got two good goals, so it was fun to see that. Yes.
You said you're a butterfly goaltender. How does that work, being 6'5"?
I think it works out pretty good, since I try to work tight in the net and try to take advantage of my size, so I don't have to do those big saves all the time. I try to stay positioned all the time and try to cover as much net as possible.
You're, I guess, 20 years old, a bit of an older prospect for the draft. What have the last couple of years been like for you, and how has your improvement gone?
It's gone really fast, actually. I played in the juniors 2 years ago. Then last season, I took the step up to the senior team in my hometown, Almtuna, in Allsvenska, second Swedish Elite League. And I started out by being the second goalie behind Fredrik Pettersson-Wenzel, who got drafted by Atlanta, Winnipeg. And then I played a lot of games and it went pretty good, so I think that's then that Nashville got their ass for me.
These guys here have, I guess, seem to have a formula for tall goaltenders. Is that something that's attractive to Nashville for you, just being able to work with this organization and Mitch?
Yeah, you know, now Mitch have worked with Brin and Lindbeck, and they're both tall goalies like me, so I think he sees something in me that maybe that I was familiar with those two, so I think it's a plus.
How familiar are you? Oh, sorry.
You excited to be here? Yeah.
I'm really excited. You know, I'm going to go on the ice soon, I guess, and I haven't been on the ice since last season, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited just to be here.
You didn't get a chance, I guess, much to see much of the playoffs, but have you seen much of Pekka play? Obviously, his reputation is one of the best goalies.
Yeah, he's a butterfly goalie like me, and he tries to play the style that I want to play. So he's kind of like an idol to me. You know, I try to look at him and see if I can learn some things from him and take something from him. And Lindbeck too. Lindbeck and I had the same goalie coach in Sweden, so they're both two great goalies. So it's fun to watch them play.
One thing with Pekka and Anders is that they're very good with their hands. Glove hand, kind of blocker. Is that something that you try to work on as well?
Yeah, sure. I try to be good on every part of every detail in my game, and try to be good along the ice, and try to keep my body up so I cover a lot of net, and yeah, pretty much that.
You feel like you can follow the same kind of trail that Pekka has blazed?
You know, he's a great goalie. That's my goal, to play in the NHL, and it's a long-term plan, and that's what I'm going for, but you have to take one step at a time, but I hope I will do it. That's my goal.
Has anybody given you any tips on playing in the smaller North American rinks? You talked to any guys who've done that?
I talked to my my friend Persson Wenzel, who played in the World Juniors now, and it's you get used to it, you say. It's not that hard as it seems like. It's some different angles, and they got more opportunity to shoot the puck. But I think I will do it pretty okay. It's after this week, we'll see.
You mentioned Pekka as kind of an idol. Do you have any others growing up? Lundqvist maybe, or?
Well, when I was young, I had Dominik Hasek. I had a lot of hockey cards on him, and he played a entertainment style. But Lundqvist is, of course, an idol. He plays Titan, that's what I want to play. Jonas Hiller and Anaheim Ducks. So I got some few goalies that I watch a lot of. So.
It's your first development camp, your first time working with the team. Is there anything you're really looking forward to at this week?
I'm just looking forward to everything, you know, except the early mornings. But you get used to it. No, everybody in the team is great, and every player here and is kind, and I'm looking forward to everything here, just to all new impressions and the atmosphere in Nashville. It's very warm here. I'm not used to the human there.
Humidity?
Yeah, humidity, yeah. But it's cool, I like it.
Have you gotten a chance to go around Nashville or anything?
Yeah, we went to, me and a Finnish guy who got drafted with me, Salomaki, we went to Green Hills Mall yesterday and watching some stores, but we're gonna train pretty much this all week, so we'll see if we get any chance to see anything else.
All right, thank you.